next week.
I know, I came, I know, I'm a table. Fat chance.
Good morning.
I'm gonna keep it.
Morning.
Good morning.
In September, a committee made up of multiple directors requested your support to go out to bid for a consultant to review our business processes and technology needs. The county did go out to bid in February and received 15 proposals. The committee made up of 6 department heads, including Bonnie Smith, Tom Glenn, Gary Tung, Patty Fawcett, Amanda Bennett, and myself, reviewed the proposals, and we are recommending the firm Barry Dunn, McNeil, and Parker. In your packet, you should receive the reasons why we chose BDMP. Some of the reasons include their experience with other governments, including Kent County, experience with our current accounting system, J.D. Edwards. They have no ties to any software or hardware, and their price. So today, I would like to request your approval to hire BDMP to review our technology processes.
Ms. Jennings, give us just a little justification for the new software direction we're taking.
Okay. Some of the objectives of the project are to eliminate any inefficiencies by having an independent review, trying to tie all of our departments together, improve some internal controls, and to reduce some of the separate legacy systems that we have in-house right now.
Currently, we're operating under a software system that was put in place many, many years ago.
The accounting system is 1997. It's the last time we've done anything with it, yes.
Now, does this include planning and zoning's office?
We're looking at all the software, accounting, financial side of everything.
Existing?
Existing.
We're not looking at something new?
They're going to give us pros and cons of both, whether to keep what we have, the pros and cons of that, whether to update, pros and cons of that, and to purchase new software. And they're going to look around, look at what other governments have done, and give us prices based off of what other governments have.
But that would be one of the goals, to link all departments together.
I'd love to see that. That'd be wonderful.
13 years in the software world is a lifetime.
Yes.
Or more. This is to approve the consultant recommendation as made by committee and staff. Do you have a motion?
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council authorizes the execution of a contract with Barry Dunn, McNeil, and Parker for their services to provide business process review and technology needs assessment. The project is not to exceed $46,271.
So moving.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the award of the RFP as read by Ms. Jennings. Any discussions? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Ms. Jennings.
Good job. Thank you.
John Ashman?
Yes, good morning. I have one item on my agenda this morning. It really requires no action from council, just a update on some happenings. On January 29th, 2010, Sussex County Engineering Department submitted 18 notice of intents to DENREC for consideration and ranking on their Clean Water Advisory Council project priority list. In total, there were 56 NOIs received from DENREC throughout the state. On Wednesday, March 10th, the Clean Water Advisory Council held a public hearing on their priority list, and these projects were requesting funding by their Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund. The 18 projects that Sussex County submitted for consideration span over a 5-year period, looking out to the future as to where we expect to go, where we expect to be sewer to be needed. The projects are ranked based on their water quality criteria. And for 2010, Sussex County has 5 projects ranked in the top 10. Kent County has the number 1 ranked project with a wastewater nutrient removal upgrade. And the city of Rehoboth Beach has number 2 position with their ocean outfall project. According to DENREC, all are proposed to be funded by their intended use plan. A second set of criteria is used to identify green projects. It's sort of a condensed criteria from the Green Reserve portion of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. And on the Green Project Reserve, Sussex County has 2 projects ranked, number 17 and number 20. The public hearing was closed for public record, was closed, but public record remains open until April 10th. And the Clean Water Advisory Council is scheduled to vote on their project priority list and intended use plan at their next meeting, scheduled for April 28th. Any questions?
No, this is purely for information.
Purely for information.
Looks like you got your plate full. Thank you, Mr. Ashby.
Try to keep it.
It's Julie Cooper.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Recently, Sussex County Engineering Department negotiated a contract amendment with George Miles and Bureau of Seaford, Delaware, for the construction administration phase of the Woodlands and Millsboro Sanitary Sewer District project, Pump Station 330. The project itself, the construction portion, has been awarded to Melvin Joseph, and that's something you've already approved. But we do need a contract administrator, and I am here for approval of the contract amendment for the construction administration. And I put in your packets a copy of the amendment, if you took a look at that. Are there any questions?
Is this in line with other costs?
Yes, that was part of our review process, and the negotiations was to make sure that it was.
Okay.
Okay, have you a motion?
Yes, I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, that Sussex County Council hereby authorizes its president to execute amendment number one to its contract with George Miles and Bureau LLC of Seaford, Delaware, for construction phase services for Sussex County Project 0914, Woodlands and Millsboro Sanitary Sewer District Pump Station WOM 330, at a cost not to exceed $40,000.
Could I get that motion, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
A motion and a second to approve the contract amendment read by Ms. Cooper. Is there any discussion? I'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Ms. Cooper. Old business, Mr. Moore.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. The first matter is conditional use number 1848. The application of Todd Bariglio. Mr. President, as you are aware, there was a letter directed to you and Ms. Deaver by the attorney for the applicant requesting that Ms. Deaver recuse herself. Ms. Deaver, do you
have the floor?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, the floor, Ms. Deaver.
The applicant's lawyer did send the letter and had 4 points. They felt that Mrs. Deaver attended the Planning and Zoning Commission public hearing on September 24th, 2009, with the opponents of this application. My response is I did attend the Planning and Zoning Commission's public hearing, and there's no law against that. It was very important to me because it was for my property, only a quarter of a mile from my home. I arrived alone and left alone. I saw my neighbors, and I did sit with them. They may or may not have been opponents of the application, depending on what was said there, and they should not have been characterized as such. Their second point is that she has delayed proceedings for purposes that are not permitted under law, including post-hearing, off-the-record contacts with the applicant on behalf of herself and for opposition groups. My response is, first of all, I thank the council for giving me more time to consider my vote on this project. I asked a developer's agent if I could speak to the developer, and I was denied. I did not talk substantially to the developer's agent, and I did not talk to the developer at all after the record was closed. Their third point, she has discussed the details of this pending application on a radio program aired on Tuesday, February 2nd, and characterized this project as an eyesore, a comment she later recanted. My answer, I was asked on this radio show, and I said nothing about how I would vote on this project. Their fourth point, Mrs. Deaver's personal residence is less than a half mile from the proposed site, and then as a result thereof, she has a personal interest in the outcome of the application. There is no law against me voting on an application that is less than one half mile from my home. Therefore, I am going to vote on this application.
Thank you. And Mr. Phillips, as you're aware, the letter at the last paragraph asks that she either voluntarily recuse herself or be disqualified from the further participation. I believe that if she opts to participate, then that is the end of the matter. The applicant's remedies in that case would be at the appellate level.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Continue.
So, Mr. Lang?
Yes, thank you. Now, this application is titled Conditional Use Number 1848. It's the application of Todd Briglio to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for business and professional offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County. Parcel containing 4.711 acres, more or less, lying at the southwest corner of Cedar Grove Road, also known as Road 283, and Plantation Road. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on September 24th of 2009. The council held public hearing on October 13th of 2009, and the commission rendered their final recommendation on October 14th. 2009. During the commission's public hearing, we heard comments from DLDOT, County Engineering Department, Sussex Conservation District. There were two letters in support of the application. There was a letter received in opposition to the application. During the public hearing, Todd Briglio was present with Dennis Schrader, attorney with Wilson, Halbrook & Byard, Mike Ryman, a professional engineer with Becker Morgan Group, Fred Hastings, architect with Becker Morgan Group, and Jeff Gross, professional engineer with Duffield Associates, and all gave testimony. There were no parties present that spoke in support of the application. There were seven parties spoke in opposition to the application. There were parties from Sandy Bray, Plantation East, and Adelaide Estates. There was a petition submitted with 45 signatures, and there was also a listing of 11 projects in the area for 1,438 homes. On October 14th, the commission discussed the application under old business. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1848 for Todd Briglio for business and professional offices, based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the site is within a development district according to the county land use plan. Two, this application is limited to professional or business offices, including doctor's offices. This location is appropriate for such use given the close proximity to the BB Health Campus. Three, the project is a conditional use with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Four, the use has a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area and county. Five, the applicant will build the project and obtain LEED certification for the buildings to be constructed on the site. Six, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the offices shall be limited to business or professional offices. The offices may be used for professional services such as law offices, medical offices, accounting offices, engineering offices, and similar professions. The project shall not be occupied by general contractors, contractors, retail operations, or other uses inconsistent with the residential nature of the neighboring properties. B, any security lights shall only be installed on buildings and shall be screened so that they do not shine on any neighboring properties. C, the project shall be served by central water and sewer. D, the use shall comply with all DLDOT regulations and requirements. E, the applicant shall provide for the perpetual maintenance, repair, and replacement, if necessary, of interior drives, parking, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. F, hours of operation shall be limited to 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Saturdays. G, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. H, the site plan shall be redesigned so that there is no parking within the front or side yard setbacks. And I, the site plan shall provide a location for future vehicular and pedestrian interconnectivity to adjacent properties. And lastly, J, the final site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. That's all I have unless you have questions.
Any questions?
Yeah, Mr. Lang, the days that the offices would be open according to these conditions are what?
7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturdays. There's no reference to Sunday hours.
Right. At our hearing, the applicant, actually Mike Ryman with Becker Morgan, he said, and I quote, "We are proposing an office use that will operate during the week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. That's what they asked for at our hearing. And I'm sure you remember that there was a lot of testimony about Plantation Road being backed up for miles on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And even during the season, during the week, it happens. So I'm wondering if we need to redo this and change it to...
You know, what I read was a recommendation of the commission based
right.
on what they heard in the public hearing with the commission.
Right, but I went back and listened to the audio to be sure I was right, and that's exactly what Mike Ryman said. He opened it with saying, you know, I know that Plantation Road is a detour for the beach traffic, and I use it myself, and I realize that it backs up. And then he went on to say, we're proposing an office use that will operate during the week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And I would like to ask the council if that's what you want to give them, or do you want to give them or maybe
make
commission.
A motion then to amend it, if you want.
Mm-hmm. We've got to ask ourselves, does that create any more traffic by having that office open on a Saturday?
Yes, it might.
I would think these people are already going, and if they're going to go visit the highway, if they're going to that office, they must really need to be there. And I would be very little traffic really created from that having that thing on.
Well, let's not get too much into discussion. Why don't we just make somebody make a motion to amend then F hours of operation? And I'm actually drifting to the opinion that these are the types of conditions that are difficult to enforce at the county level,
that's right.
and we should start avoiding. Numbers of employees and things of this nature, but let's just the Planning and Zoning recommended approval of it the way it's stated. So anybody want to make an amendment?
Well, that's what I'm asking for, because they did not ask us.
All right, well, strike, what do you want to strike, the Saturday hours?
Yes.
I'll make a motion we strike Saturday hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and limit it to 7 to 8 on Mondays through Fridays.
Yeah, I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second to strike in... I guess it's paragraph 6, section F, the words, and 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Saturdays. Any further discussion? Mr. Wilson?
I don't think that we're
okay.
Seeing anything for us, Travis, concerned.
We're just going to vote on
any
it.
Any other discussion?
Well, just about
Mr. Vincent.
Lawrence, is that in fact what they asked for?
Yes.
You mean it's what the applicant asked for?
Yeah.
It's on the
what
audio.
The applicant asked them when they came and presented. Is
That's
that what
exactly.
they asked for? The
well, I don't have any reference in the council minutes, I don't think, as far as what hours they referenced. Well, let me check mine.
Why do you give more?
Bear with me a second.
On page 3, like 10 lines from the bottom.
At the county council?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, planning and
zoning. Yeah, I know, but I'm saying at county council that they asked for 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Well, in planning and zoning, it says offices will only be open on weekdays.
Yes. Oh.
So it's also in there.
Okay, so it says there, too.
It is referenced in there.
Okay.
Three.
Okay, I think there was, okay. Mm-hmm. It does say that.
Okay, I see it now. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what was stated. Typically, the commission has put hours and limitation of hours.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess my question is back to Mrs. Deaver: is what they came and asked for the developer?
That's what a record of the commission, as Robin said, the record of the commission actually states that, and the way it's written, the traffic will not be increased during peak hours since the offices will only be open on weekdays.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was a statement from one of the applicants.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm assuming
it was Mr. Ryan. Yeah, see, it's at the bottom there, Trevor. Right. I got it. Okay.
I was looking for numbers.
We have a motion on the floor. Any further discussion? This would strike basically Saturday hours, weekend hours. Okay, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Mr. Cole?
Well, based on the developer's own words, I'll support the motion, I guess, to deny weekend hours.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I'm going to vote no. I agree with Mr. Cole. I think we're trying to do things that are unenforceable and could ultimately lead to more county staff time, but the motion carries. If there's no further discussion, we'll ask our attorney to read the title.
Mr. Lank, do you have a copy of the short title?
I have a question about the lead.
Okay.
There's a condition that it be a LEED certified building. How does that work? I mean, what if it isn't? What if it doesn't become one? What, you know, how does, have we ever had that before as a condition?
Well, no,
how
that's,
does that work?
That is not a condition.
It's a
suggestion,
finding, not a condition.
Yeah,
oh, it was
finding.
A reason,
right.
A finding.
Right.
Finding.
It means nothing.
So, in
really.
Other words, we don't even know if it will be LEED certified, actually. We're
we
not.
We have ordinances that really address
we're not
LEED certifications and stuff like that. No,
so,
we're not.
That may be out the
just
window.
A finding.
Is that right?
Just a finding. They stated they would
all we
do
require
that.
Is line six.
Yes, they're just saying right. that that's part of the
A
reason that
G.
they voted as they did.
Mm-hmm. The finding they had, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Mr. President, it's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for business and professional offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 4.711 acres more or less, subject to the following conditions. The offices shall be limited to business or professional offices. The offices may be used for professional services such as law offices, medical offices, accounting offices, engineering offices, and similar professions. The project shall not be occupied by general contractors, retail operations, or other uses inconsistent with the residential nature of the neighboring properties. B, any security lights shall only be installed on the buildings and shall be screened so that they do not shine on any neighboring properties. C, the project shall be served by central water and sewer. D, the use shall comply with all DLDOT regulations and requirements. E, the applicant shall provide for the perpetual maintenance, repair, and replacement, if necessary, of interior drives, parking, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. F, hours of operation shall be limited to 7 a.m. till 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. G, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. H, the site plan shall be redesigned so that there is no parking within the front or side yard setbacks. I, the site plan shall provide a location for future vehicular and pedestrian interconnectivity to adjacent properties. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That is all the conditions, Mr. President.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve conditional use 1848. Is there any further discussion?
Bless you.
Well,
if not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
My vote is no, and I have a number of reasons. First of all, that is a very dangerous intersection, and DLDOT may or may not do anything with it, but nothing's going to be even considered until 2014. The fact that the four-acre piece of property is already zoned for development, it can be developed as AR1 property. It's for this kind of building to be put smack in the middle of almost 1,500 homes is totally out of character. It's a residential area, a 45,000 square foot office building with 238 parked cars is out of character. It is a commercial looking building, and it doesn't it doesn't fit in the area. There is currently no existing conditional use for any office buildings on Plantation Road. There was one, but it's expired. And the few conditional use businesses that exist on Plantation Road are mom and pop organizations. They operate out of homes, and they look very residential. This is really going to stick out. This building is really going to stick out. And the residents who testified are afraid that it may invite serious commercial additions. And there was opposition from the total groups, Plantations, Sandy Bray, Idelot, Eagle Point, and The Retreat objected. And they all said they bought their homes because of the residential character of the area. There's been no study by the applicant of the need for new office buildings in this area. The citizens of this area have said it at the hearing that they can go to Route 1 or the BB Medical Center for services. So that's my vote. No.
Thank you. Mr. Wilson.
Yes. On the recommendation of planning and zoning, I would think that many people in the area, they certainly might need a lawyer. A lot of things I can think of. Anyway, I'm going to go on planning recommendation of planning zone.
Thank you. Mr. Cole.
It is a this is a development district, but my concern is that the CU application is not appropriate for the project because a change of zone is more appropriate. And that's because the character of the business that it's being proposed, the type of building that's proposed, it's out of character with a AR district and will be, and the AR district will be changed and the and this would set a precedent for more commercial applications in this area. An office building or commercial parking lots should not be considered in an AR district. Typically, a CU should be used when converting an existing building that was formerly, a residential structure, or as an infill in areas that have got, a multitude of mixed uses in an area that maybe is experiencing some infrastructure problems such as traffic, sewer capacity, et cetera. And then there's a desire maybe to limit the uses, you know, that our commercial districts permit so as it can fit. And so this application, my concern is it is for a parcel that is undeveloped and it's contiguous to another large tract of undeveloped AR land. If this use is appropriate, then a change of zone should be pursued. The residential uses of the AR district and the surrounding area would be compromised, and this, as I said earlier, this would set a precedent for more commercial uses on all that vacant land. And it also could be construed then, this first one being a spot zoning. The application should be a B1 application, and it should be considered it should be supported with the testimony or opposed based on being a B1 commercial district and being that this is a development district that would have been the most appropriate zoning category. It is important to understand that if a CU ceases to exist or closes or goes out of business or whatever happened, it typically reverts back to the base zoning, which is AR. And so the CU is only a permit to do something in a residential district or agricultural residential district. So it's not practical when we approve projects of these types of buildings and with these commercial types of parking lots and the setting is all is such a commercial setting that it would ever revert back or have the potential to revert back to a residential zone, which is what the base zoning is. So. As I said a moment ago, I think when we get into these conditional uses, we get into these conditions such as number of employees and hours of operation, and I don't think the county, as I've sat here over the years, I don't think the county should be placed in that situation where we need to be enforcing those. In a B1 district or other commercial districts, we don't have that responsibility. So therefore, because this wasn't a B1 application, my vote will be no.
Thank you. Mr. Vincent.
One thing that Councilman Cole has said that I would agree that I would prefer to see, I think in a lot of cases, zoning changes versus conditional uses. And having said that, I read through all the recommendations and the conditions and stipulations of planning and zoning. and realize all those houses are down there, but you would think that those people are going to need some place to go to professional offices without going a whole lot of a long distance. And with the recommendation of, as was referred to last meeting, our astute Planning and Zoning Commission, who I think does a very, very good job, my vote's yes.
Hearing the discussion about zoning changes versus conditional uses, we have to be cognizant of the community, and in this case, a zoning change could easily be considered spot zoning. The conditional use process gives us the opportunity to put conditions, which lessens the impact on the community, which has been promoted often at this council. It is a developing district. I do believe there is a need. I do agree with Mr. Wilson. If they don't go here, they're going to clog up Route 1. I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. Mr. Lane.
Ms. Webb, grant request.
Thank you.